It's a stormy Tuesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. There are numerous showers and thunderstorms occurring, and there is some more wet weather to come as we go through the next several hours. A couple of concerns with these showers and storms. The first is heavy rainfall. That could lead to some localized flooding, so be aware of that if you are going to be out and about. And a reminder that you never want to drive into a flooded roadway because you don't know how deep that water is, and there is the potential for at least some high water on area roadways as these showers come through. Additionally, some of these storms do have the potential to be severe, especially from the capital region on south. In areas where the temperature is up and the mugginess is up, those spots have the chance to see a gusty thunderstorm come through, and there's even the outside chance of an isolated tornado to the south of the capital region this afternoon into this evening. So that is something that we certainly need to be aware of and be weather aware that there is potential for severe weather, especially from the Albany area on south heading into the evening hours. Any of these showers and storms will come to an end tonight, so the rain will move out. We'll see the mugginess drop. And we'll look for some areas of fog to form, especially later at night, especially considering the ground is so damp. That is going to help that fog to form. Temperatures overnight will be generally in the 50s. Could see a few 40s across the North Country. And some areas to the south of Albany may drop to around the 60-degree mark tonight as the humidity takes a little bit longer to exit the region. Then for tomorrow, it's going to be a nice early fall day, though it may feel a little bit more like summer to some of us, especially south of Albany, where temperatures come up into the 70s tomorrow afternoon. Everybody else should be in the 60s to around 70 from the capital region on north a little bit, and then across the far north, we're targeting highs in the 60s tomorrow afternoon. So south of Albany, a bit of a summer feel for the rest of us, an early fall feel tomorrow afternoon. The humidity won't be too bad tomorrow, though it might be just a touch on the muggy side south of the capital region. Then another system comes in on Thursday. It's going to weaken as it comes across the area. There is a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, though, as we go through the day, and then we'll trend it back to mostly sunny and dry weather on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms will end. Areas of fog late, low 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms will end, with areas of fog late, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms will end. Areas of fog late, a low around 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms will end. Areas of fog late, lows in the middle to upper 50s. And for tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and turning more humid, with highs in the 70s, then on Friday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 60s, some 50s across the north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.